Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur replied, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the yavanas in material existence." Purport. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety." This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitya Nanda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So with the permission of the Vaishnavas, try to speak some words on this very beautiful verse. This section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very amazing section. The first 12 chapters of the Antya Lila are all illuminating on the various qualities of Mahaprabhu's associates. Mahaprabhu is appreciating the Vaishnavas for their amazing character. In these chapters of the Antya Lila, Mahaprabhu appreciates Sanatan Goswami for his great quality of surrender. He's given up his entire body to serve Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thanks Raghunath Das Goswami, who, because of his incredible spiritual absorption, has become so renounced and detached from worldly affairs. Mahaprabhu glorifies Pradyumna Mishra for his great devotion, his contemplation on bringing the Lord and serving the Lord in his mind. He glorifies Rupa Goswami for his great humility and the fact that he's understood very deep aspects of rasa. And here Mahaprabhu is having an interaction with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is truly an incredible Vaishnava. In fact, Sanatan Goswami in the next chapter of Antya Lila describes Haridas Thakur to be the most advanced Vaishnava in the universe. Very interesting, he says, "Jagatera Arya, Haridas Thakur, you are the most advanced Vaishnava in the entire universe." Sanatan Goswami glorifies him by saying, "Apane achara keha na kare prachar." Some people, they practice spiritual life very nicely, but they don't help others come to Krishna consciousness. And he says, some people, prachara kare na keha na kare na achar. They preach very nicely, they speak about Krishna very nicely, but in their own conduct, in their own character, in their own qualities, they're lacking. But he says to Haridas Thakur, "Achara prachara namer karahadui karya." Because you have perfect achar, perfect character, And because you are immersed in prachar, giving this wisdom, this knowledge, this bhakti to others, karaha duhi karya, because you are completely alert to these two fundamental duties of a Vaishnava, he says, tumi sarva guru tumi, you're the guru, the spiritual master of everyone. Tumi sarva guru tumi, jagatera arya, you're the most advanced Vaishnava in the universe. And therefore, we see that the Vaishnavas who are on the most elevated platform, the most progressive path in devotional service, are putting an incredible stress on helping others to come to devotional life. In the Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the stages that one goes through from their initial faith in spiritual life all the way through to the mature stage of pure love of Godhead, or prema. In this book, before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur even begins to explain the nine stages, the first thing he begins to explain is how a person begins their devotional life. How does bhakti begin? How is it that all of us are sitting here? How is it that we receive this opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness? It's a very, very important question to ask. So in answer to the question, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you want to know the cause of devotional service, let me tell you, ahaituki is causeless. There is no cause. But then he can understand that the reader may not be satisfied with that answer, and therefore he says, actually the cause of devotional service, the cause of beginning bhakti, is that you received some very good fortune. We all receive some very good fortune, and therefore we're sitting here. But then he says, what is the cause of that good fortune? So he says, maybe the cause of the good fortune is that you performed some material pious activities. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur thinks about that and says, no. It cannot be that you performed material pious activities and therefore you got spiritual good fortune, because something material cannot cause something spiritual to come about. So then he says, maybe the cause of your good fortune is Krishna's mercy. Maybe Krishna gave you his mercy, therefore you got good fortune, and therefore you began devotional life. But he says, that doesn't make sense either, because why does Krishna give to some and not to others? Krishna is samaham sarvabhuteshu, he's equal to all, so he should give to everyone. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it cannot be that Krishna is the cause of your good fortune. So then he says, actually, the cause of our good fortune, the cause of our beginning devotional life, is not pious activity. It's not even Krishna's mercy. He says the cause of bhakti is the mercy of a devotee. Krishna defers the power of eternity. Krishna defers the power to give bhakti to his devotee. Devotees travel the world. They reach out to people and they extend mercy. And when the devotee extends their mercy, then Krishna's mercy follows the devotee's mercy. And therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no one can begin their devotional life unless they get the mercy of a Vaishnava. And therefore, Vaishnavas are amazing, because Vaishnavas give people their entrance into devotional life. It's a very philosophical passage which is given in the Madhurya Kadambini, but it doesn't, if we look at in our life, it doesn't take much to realize this. If we think deeply why we're sitting here today, it's because Vaishnavas made a special effort. Vaishnavas were concerned. Vaishnavas were interested, and Vaishnavas underwent all kinds of sacrifice, and because of that, we received an opportunity. Of course, we know Srila Prabhupada was that personality who reached out. When the devotees asked him, what pious activities did we perform to begin devotional life? Prabhupada said, you didn't. I was your good pious activities. So Srila Prabhupada, he came. He went out of his comfort zone in Vrindavan and he came to the West. Once when he was in America, there was an Indian reporter who also was originally born in India but had come to America. And this Indian reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, why did you come to America? So he's from India, Prabhupada's from India. So he said to Prabhupada, why did you come to America? Prabhupada looked at him and said, why did you come to America? He said, I came to America for better opportunities. Prabhupada said, me too. But you came for better opportunities to try to accelerate your material life. But I came to America to help people decelerate their material life by giving them spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada made that endeavor. And all Vaishnavas, here we're hearing Haridas Thakur. He is saying to Mahaprabhu, chinta na kariha, don't be an anxiety. Mahaprabhu is having an anxiety. There are so many lost conditioned souls within this universe. How will they be delivered? So Haridas Thakur, the devotee of the Lord, is saying to the Lord, don't be an anxiety. This in itself is very strange for some people in terms of their understanding of theology. In most theologies, you go to the Lord for the Lord to relieve your anxiety. Isn't it? We go to the Lord, we go in front of Krishna and we pray to Krishna, please relieve my anxiety, please relieve my distress. Even Krishna says, Masucha, abandon all varieties of religion, I'll save you, don't worry, don't worry. But here we find a completely different approach. Haridas Thakur is saying to the Lord, you don't be an anxiety. We are taking the burden. We will take the responsibility. We will take it upon our own head to go out there and help the souls come back to you. So that is a very, very advanced stage of devotional understanding. And this is the very heart of Vaishnavism. This is the very heart of a devotee, to try to help others. When a devotee sees other people suffering, other people disconnected from Krishna, they cannot stand by and do nothing. It's uncomfortable. Therefore, the devotee makes the effort to reach out. Some weeks ago, one devotee, he was telling me he was in a restaurant. Govinda's, of course. He was in a restaurant and he was sitting by the window. And so there he was waiting for the prasad to come. So he was having a nice conversation with the devotee in front of him. And then at one point, the prasad came. So he was sitting there, the plate was in front of him. And they were just about to begin honoring prasadam. And just at that moment, right next to the window, a homeless person came. So I mean, you can imagine now if you're in this situation. They're sitting there in the restaurant, nice atmosphere, warm, with nice prasad in front of them. And just about when you're about to start your meal, a homeless person comes right next to the window and is just looking at you. So, I mean, they looked at the prasad, they looked at each other, they looked at this person in the window, and he was just standing there. So now they're thinking what to do next. Like, you have a few options. One option is you can just ignore it. You can just pretend like that person is not there and just carry on having your meal. I don't know if it would be possible to just put it out of your mind like that. So then the thought went through their mind that maybe we should change seats. And maybe we should go to the other side of the restaurant, away from the window. To be honest, if you would do that, you still may not be able to put it out of your mind. Maybe we could put the curtain down, the blind down. Wouldn't quite feel right to do that. So what do you do? What would you do in such a situation? It's very uncomfortable. Can we just carry on as normal, as though nothing's happening, when we can see in front of our eyes that someone is suffering? Can we be oblivious to it? Can we just pretend like we are having our nice spiritual time here, and that's got nothing to do with me? I won't tell you what this devotee did in the end, but I'll tell you his realization. I said, that was a difficult situation. That must have been very difficult. What do you do in that situation? He said, it was a very difficult situation. But he said, you know what? We're facing this decision every day of our life. Because in one sense, here we all are. We've received the prasad. We've received the mercy of the Lord. You don't have to walk far. You don't have to look far to see how much people are suffering, to see how much people are far from the real goal of life that will bring them the happiness that they're looking for. I remember once in one marathon, 3 days in a row, I met three different people, 3 days in a row, who all wanted to commit suicide. And two of them had even told me their plan of how they were going to do it that day. This is the reality. This is the suffering that's going on in the world. So here Haridas Thakur is saying, Prabhu chinta na kariha. Don't be in anxiety. We will take it upon ourselves to relieve your anxiety and to relieve the anxiety of the conditioned souls. So devotees are amazing. They make this effort. They go out of their way. And this is so much a part of Srila Prabhupada's mission. If you look through Prabhupada's books, he quotes many verses many times. But one of his most famous quoted verses, Jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara agyaya guru hanatare e desh. If you search on Vedabase, Prabhupada quoted this verse 200, 300, 400 times. Mahaprabhu says to the Kurma Brahmana, whoever you see, whoever you meet, whoever you talk to, tell them about Krishna. This is something very simple that everyone can do. This is Mahaprabhu's express instruction. Whoever you see, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Prabhupada quoted this hundreds of times. He quoted it in all forums, in morning walks, in Bhagavatam classes, in Pandal programs, in room conversations. Prabhupada quoted this in all countries around the world. Prabhupada quoted this from the very beginning of his movement to the very end of his movement. Prabhupada was incredibly concerned that everyone who says they're a member of this movement, that they take the responsibility to tell whoever they meet about Krishna. And in that way, there will be a great arising of fortune within the world. And so, today we're really opening this topic up and thinking about our responsibility not simply to practice spiritual life, not simply to have achar or our own strong spiritual practice, but simultaneously prachar, to take the responsibility to also help others in their devotional life, in their devotional journey, in their journey back to Krishna. This is an incredibly important point to consider. So, Srila Prabhupada, as I mentioned, He made that endeavor. Brahmananda Prabhu was once, Brahmananda Prabhu, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he was once in Vrindavan, he was speaking the glories of Srila Prabhupada, and after the class, one devotee said to him, "The way you speak about Srila Prabhupada, to us it seems, for you, Srila Prabhupada is God." And he said, no, we made that mistake at one point, that philosophical mistake. Then he paused for a moment and he said, "But you know, nowadays I'm thinking Srila Prabhupada is even greater than God. Because Srila Prabhupada came to the lower east side to give me the holy name of Krishna." And then he just began crying. So, if Prabhupada had not come, if devotees had not come, if Gauranga had not come, what would have become of our life? And therefore, gratitude, in Sanskrit, the Sanskrit word for gratitude is krita gya. Gya means to know, and krita means that which is done. So the Sanskrit word for gratitude literally means to know what has been done for you. If we are actually understanding, actually valuing, actually really grasping what has been done for us, that gratitude will give rise to an urgency within us to give it to others. And therefore, it cannot just be about our own spiritual life. One time, His Holiness Rida Ananda Maharaj tells this story of how, I think it was in L.A., one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and he was explaining about one Christian monastery. And he was trying to explain to Srila Prabhupada the effects of Kali Yuga and how degraded the government had become. So he was explaining that the government was trying to close down this Christian monastery because, you know, they couldn't really maintain themselves, they couldn't really provide anything, you know, for society or whatever. Prabhupada asked the devotee, so the devotee was explaining, this is how degraded it is. You know, that the government wants to shut down a monastery, you know, where people are doing spiritual things. So Prabhupada was asking, what do they do at the monastery? So he was explaining the disciple, they pray, they do their services all day, they, you know, read the books, you know, explaining how dedicated they were in their spiritual activities. So he was trying to show how dedicated these monks were. Prabhupada was hearing this description of the Christian monks, and Prabhupada finally said, yes, they should close down the monastery. So this devotee was like mystified. Prabhupada said, what is the value of simply praying all day? As monks, as spiritual people, they should be active. They should actually do something for the upliftment. They should contribute to the world. They should do something to uplift society. That is required. And so, I'm just trying. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So here we're just sketching some points of how important it is. Mahaprabhu's Leela is not just in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Adyapiha Sheili Lakaha Gaura Roy, Kona Kona Bhagyavan Dekhi Bara Poi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Navadip Dhyan Mahatmya that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on even now. Even now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on. Kona Kona Bhagyavan Dekhi Bara Poi. But only one who is very, very fortunate, only one who is blessed, that person can see Mahaprabhu's pastimes going on. In fact, once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in one of his temples, At 2 o'clock in the morning, he began shouting to all the devotees, just see, Gauranga is going, Nityananda is going, the Panchatattva going on kirtan, come and see, come and see. So all the devotees at 2 o'clock in the morning ran out into the dark. But no one could see anything. No one could see what he was seeing. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was seeing. Adhyapiha Sheili Lakaha Gauraroi. Gauranga's pastimes are going on even now. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is the latest chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's happening. And Prabhupada said, you can be a part of these pastimes. As we go, as we reach out, as we imbibe that selfless spirit, as we make a sacrifice to give Krishna to others, we will experience the most magical, memorable, moving, mystical experiences in spiritual life. It's a great fortune. It's a great opportunity. It's a great blessing to be part of this movement. And Prabhupada said, anyone who has faith, anyone who has faith in the holy name, anyone who sincerely repeats the message, they will meet with amazing success if they try to do this activity. And so we're just now thinking of the marathon is coming. Now our society, ISKCON, is blessed with many, many ways in which we reach out to others, many ways in which we introduce Krishna consciousness to the world, and that is wonderful. Along with all of our outreach activities, Srila Prabhupada, from his statements, made it very clear that the distribution of literature in the world is a key component of our preaching work. Until and unless someone at some point in their spiritual journey contacts the books of Srila Prabhupada, unless they come in contact with the words of the founder Acharya, it will be very difficult for them to make significant traction and progress in their spiritual life. And therefore, along with all of the preaching activities that are going on, we must ensure that hundreds and thousands and millions of books are out there in the world, giving people an opportunity to connect with the words of a pure devotee. And so, this activity of book distribution was very, very important to Srila Prabhupada. It's undeniable. As we read Srila Prabhupada's quotes, his incredible stress on this activity of book distribution, it's undeniable that it was something which was very, very close to Srila Prabhupada. We know that when the first press was started in Boston, Srila Prabhupada arrived. He gave a very, very short class because he actually wanted to go down and see the printing press. So he gave a very short class. He went down into the basement where the machines were, where the books were being printed. He saw the machines and he said to the devotees, keep the machines very clean. This is the heart of ISKCON. At that point, one devotee said, Prabhupada, you are the heart of ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, yes, and this is my heart. So ISKCON as a body, outreach, planting seeds, giving people contact, distributing books, that selfless spirit of sacrifice, this is the heart of the movement. If the body is there but the heart is not pumping, it's not a very healthy body. And therefore, now as it comes to December, we're encouraging the devotees, please get involved. Please do what you can to distribute books and be part of this amazing yajna. Maybe you can just begin. Setting up, yeah. Be part of this amazing yajna. This year we're trying to distribute 200,000 books for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. We're calling it the final offering. The reason we're calling it the final offering is because now the 50th anniversary is ending. 50th anniversary will never come about again. And therefore this is one final opportunity to give something to Srila Prabhupada, to say thank you. It's also the final offering because it's, in one sense, the sweetest offering. When you have a meal, then you end with a sweet. And therefore, we know that for Srila Prabhupada, reaching out and giving Krishna to others, this was actually the sweetest activity. The devotees were always trying to attract Srila Prabhupada to come to their place. So one time the devotees in Hawaii said, Srila Prabhupada, come to Hawaii. You know, you can rest, you can recuperate, and we have mangoes, the sweetest mangoes in the world. So Prabhupada was tempted. And just a few moments later, a devotee came and said, Srila Prabhupada, if you like, we can take you to Russia. There's a big preaching opportunity that's just opened up, and we can really make inroads. Now Russia, not as sunny as Hawaii. Maybe don't have mangoes in Russia. Prabhupada said, I will go to Russia because preaching Krishna consciousness is sweeter than the sweetest mango. And therefore, it's the final offering. We're trying to offer this to Srila Prabhupada. And we're trying to encourage all the devotees to get involved in whatever way you can. We're going to show a short video explaining a little bit about the marathon. And then I'm going to hand over to our Sankirtan leader here, Bhakta Nikhil, who will give a little bit of a presentation showing different ways in which devotees have participated in this activity of book distribution. And then also Radha Govinda Prabhu will be speaking about what we're doing along with book distribution to help all those people that receive books to actually read the books, understand the books, and live the books. So we're also going to be talking about cultivation and follow-up of all our book distribution contacts like that. So our humble request is please get involved. Last year we, somehow or other, by the participation of all the devotees, we were trying to do 100,000 books, and by everyone's efforts, we managed to distribute 131,000 books, which was a monumental effort, the biggest marathon at the manor for over 25 years. But we're trying to increase that because that was Srila Prabhupada's mood. To try to increase and do more and really reach out to more and more souls.